This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Paul is walking softly, but he could say with assurance, he has delivered me from death, and he can say right at the present, he is delivering me. And then without any boasting or bragging, he says, we trust that he will yet deliver us. Paul didn't know that he would, but he believed that he would. I like that. Paul didn't know for a fact that he would, but he believed that he would. Therefore, on the basis of that, Paul could rejoice in the fact that God was permitting him to give out the gospel in that day. Jane is from Richmond, Virginia. She writes a powerful story as a teenager. I'm really struck by this because she doesn't believe in, you know, magical thinking that just hearing a song will solve her problems. I want you to listen to this story that will speak to you in a powerful way. She's a believer. She said, I was riding in the car with my dad on the way home from my doctor. My eyes were red from crying, and I could barely look my dad in the face without feeling even more worthless than the moment before. You see, I was in trouble at school, my grades were bad, my heart had just been broken, and my doctor just now had told me that my condition, physical condition, had worsened. I was a mess, a sad, broken, hopeless reflection of the person I wanted to be. We rode in awkward silence in the car for a long time until my dad popped in a CD in the player. The lyric went like this: when you're left standing with no hope in sight because at the end of the tunnel someone's been dimming out the light, you can lose your way and end up far from hope, but till the day you lose your voice, you cannot lose your song. You gotta rise up singing, this too shall pass. You gotta rise up singing, because trouble ain't built to last. I've never heard that song. Now, I thought she was going to say the lyrics, you know, blessed me and the heavens opened up and I heard the birds sing and everything, all was well with the world. That's not what she says. To my surprise, that music filled the car and did more than break the silence, because I did have a feeling of relief that came over me. My dad reached over and took my hand as I started to cry, but this time not because I was hopeless and broken. Those lyrics had impacted me in such a way they didn't make my problems go away, but I suddenly could breathe again. I could see past the wreckage I was caught in my life, and I had hope for the first time in a while. That's how I know there is a God, and he's always by my side. What do you call that? Deliverance. She wasn't delivered out of the bad grades because that song played on the CD. She wasn't delivered out of her worsening condition medically, but she was delivered in it. And I want to suggest to you what Jane felt was the presence of God. And I want to tell you today, that part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to comfort you, which means to come alongside. And when you're at the deepest point in the valley of your life, he's there. You say, I wish I could believe it. He's there. Because I say so has nothing to do with me. It's because of the Word of God. He delivers us in our tribulation, in our problems. And you have got to believe that with all your heart. Look at verse 10. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. And on him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. As you help us by your prayers, then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. Well, all this week we're in the second message of a brand new series called Through the Looking Glass. It's a series from the New Testament book of 2 Corinthians. Each week we're looking at a different issue, problem in your life and in my life, and how we look at those issues and problems through the looking glass of Christ. Last week we talked about grief and the comfort that God gives. This week we're looking at the issue of hardships. If you're honest, you are going through a hardship in some shape or fashion. Somebody in your family is. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.